Well, the story is told that once there was a pope who had such a bad heart that not only did he need heart surgery, but he needed a heart transplant. And so the word got out all over Italy, and people wrote to the Holy Father, and they said, "Holy Father, take my heart. I'll be happy to give you my heart, and that way you can live." Well, the Holy Father didn't know what to do. He had so many offers, so he said, "I will settle it at the Wednesday audience in Vatican Square." And so the Pope was up in the balcony, as he usually is when he gives a talk, and 300,000 Italians came from all over Italy to be there. The Holy Father came out on the balcony. There were great cheers. Everybody was shouting. The Pope said, "All of you are so kind and generous because you have offered me this gift of your heart." And he was interrupted because all the people kept shouting, "Holy Father, take my heart, take my heart." And the Holy Father said, "You know, that is so generous of all of you, but, you know, I only need one, and I think I figured out a way to settle it." So the Holy Father pulled a little white feather out of his pocket, and he said to the crowd, "I will drop this feather onto the crowd, and upon whosoever head it lands, I will take that person's heart." So the Holy Father said a prayer. He dropped the feather off the balcony. It floated down. It floated down closer and closer to the heads of all the people in Vatican Square. But for a strange reason, it kept hovering a couple feet above their head, because everybody was going... And they say all the Pope could smell was garlic and onions. Well, there is a moral to that story. Namely, it's very easy for us to tell God that we love Him with our words, but do we show it in our actions? Christmas is about how God shows us by His actions that He loves us. God just doesn't tell us that He loves us. He shows us that He loves us by sending His Son. The Bible says, "For God so loved the world that He gave us His only Son, that those who believe in Him might not perish, but might have eternal life." When we look at the nativity scene on Christmas Day, we think that God's love for us. God didn't just tell us that He loved us. He showed us by sending His only begotten Son. Why did God send His Son into this world? The Catechism says, really, for three reasons. The first one was to redeem the world, to die on the cross for our salvation. See, every child is born into this world to live, but only one child was born into this world to die, and that was Jesus Christ. That was His purpose. That was His mission, to redeem the entire world, to take upon Himself the sins of the world, to pay the price for the sin of the entire world. So God came into this world, first of all, to redeem us, to save us from our sins. The second reason is to show us His great love for us. See, if God had stayed up in the heavens, we would have a right to complain, "Well, God is so distant, God's uncaring, God is just some cosmic force." But God said, "No, I'm not going to just stay up in the heavens. I'm going to come down and become one of you. I'm going to become a little tiny baby, and I'm going to show you by being born in a stable, by being placed in the manger, how much I love each and every one of you." So God shows us by coming into this world as a little baby how much He loves us. And then the third reason why Jesus came into this world was to establish His church so that we would have the teachings of the Lord and the seven sacraments and all the knowledge and grace we need to be able to get to heaven. So He comes into this world to give us the grace to get to heaven, to enable us to save our souls and to one day be with Him forever and ever in the kingdom of heaven. He came to establish His church. Before Jesus ascended back to heaven, He gathered around Himself the apostles, And he built his church upon the apostles and gave them the sacraments. He told them to go out and to baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He told them to go preach the gospel to every nation. He told them to say Mass, to give people the Eucharist. And so that's why we're here tonight, to celebrate the birthday of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to remind ourselves that Jesus came into this world to redeem us, to die on the cross for us, to show us how much he loved us, and to give us his graces through the Holy Church. And Christmas really is a time of gift giving. Isn't that why we give gifts to one another at Christmas? It's because we're really being a reflection of the fact that God gave us the greatest gift, and that was his only Son. So God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son. Jesus really is the first gift that the Father has given us. The greatest gift that he's given us is his own Son, Jesus Christ. And we give Christmas presents to our parents and brothers and sisters and children and grandparents and friends because we want to share this idea of giving towards others. Jesus is the gift given to us, and so we extend love to others by giving them gifts as well. But Jesus himself is the ultimate gift, the gift of God the Father. So I'm sure by now you probably bought presents for everybody that you need to buy presents for. But what gift have you given to Jesus? That's a question we could meditate just for a second. What gift did we give to Christ this year? I'm sure we went to the malls and went shopping and bought a lot of people gifts. What gift did we give the Christ child? What I would recommend, let me give you a couple suggestions for this coming year. Give Jesus, first of all, the gift of your heart. Tell him that you love him, that you want to serve him, and give your life to him. Turn your life over to the Lord. And then during this coming year, I'd recommend giving him the three gifts, which would be prayer every day. Make sure you carve out some time every day to spend with the Lord. Get your Bible out, read your Bible every day for at least 5 or 10 minutes, and then pray to the Lord from your heart and develop your prayer life, your relationship with the Lord through prayer. Secondly, go to Mass each and every Sunday during this coming year. Carve out that special 1 hour a week for the Lord to worship him as a community and to be able to receive him in Holy Communion, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. Be faithful in worshiping God every single Sunday at Holy Mass. And lastly, number three, during this coming year, take advantage of that beautiful sacrament of reconciliation on a regular basis. Confession on a regular basis helps us so much to grow closer to God. It saves marriages. It brings families together. It strengthens our relationship with God and one another. So those three things, daily prayer, scripture reading, regular Mass attendance, and regular confession. Every couple months, what a beautiful idea that would transform the whole church if every Catholic, if every Christian did these things. Daily prayer, weekly Mass, and regular confession. And that I suggest to you as the three gifts that you can give to the Lord. The wise men gave him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Let's see if we can give Jesus, since it is his birthday after all, the gifts of our love and show him how much, not just with our words, but with our actions, that we truly love him above all things. God bless you.